Welcome back, Tribe. Got one here from CNBC. They're catching on. It says why men are leaving the workforce. Let's find out if they get it right.
Men have been steadily dropping out of the workforce, especially men aged 25 to 54, who are often considered to be in their prime working years. As of August 2024, 13.7% of prime-age men were not working, compared to just 7.2% in 1954.
The long-term decline in labor force participation by so-called prime-age men is a tremendous worry for our society, for our economy, and probably also for our political system.
There's a surplus of prime-age workers who could be working and aren't. And that's this puzzling problem.
Why?
The unemployment rate for prime age working men sat at 3.4% in August 2024. This number primarily includes those who are unemployed and looking for a job. But about 10.5% of men in their prime working years, or roughly 6.8 million men nationwide, are neither working nor looking for employment, compared to just 2.5% in 1954.
What's surprising is it's not a COVID phenomenon. It's not a recession phenomenon.
And for every prime age man who is unemployed and looking for a job, there are more than three, and some years four, who are neither working nor looking for work.
So what's driving men out of the workforce? And if left unchecked, what impact will it have on the U.S. economy?
Let's see, get this right, please.
Nearly half of prime-age men out of the workforce cited obsolete skills, lack of education and training, poor work record, or security issues as a reason preventing them from work.
Education.
And here's the reality. Colleges have become toxic for men, especially a certain race of man. There's double standards all over the place. You're told you're a predator and you're benefiting from the patriarchy. So toxic culture exists in colleges today. They've become indoctrination camps. Part one of the problem. Part two of the problem is once you graduate and navigate through this this toxic culture of colleges, you're forced into a less than advantageous position because of DEI that's kind of swept across corporate America. So even if you're the most qualified candidate, you could be at the bottom of the barrel simply because you don't fit into the quotas that they're looking to get. So there is a lot of men that are now becoming unemployed or unemployable simply because they don't fit certain criteria that the corporation is looking to woke signal to everybody about their amazing virtues and how outstanding they are in society. Your business, you make money, focus on making money. Hire the best people that can make the most money for you. Stop trying to virtue signal all these woke ideas because these are the very people that will turn against you the moment they don't feel like they're being righted because you can't woke hard enough for some of them. It's a snake that eats its own tail. And the other aspect of that is men are just waking up in general and seeing like society is tilted against them. Nobody cares about their problems. Nobody's listening to the issues they have. They're being ostracized, demonized. They're being told they're toxic and that masculinity, traditional masculinity, is toxic and they should be more like girls and more empathetic and more emotional. And none of this resonates with young men. Top down, we have culture rot that's telling young men that they don't know where their place is in the world and we can't identify what a man is. And traditional masculinity and everything we were looking up to as pillars of masculinity is somehow a negative today. So we're trying to redefine manhood and masculinity in ways where people have no definitions for them, which is causing people to become confused, young men especially, who have nothing to pull from. They're literally born into this society that doesn't have a place for them. And when they're told, or I should say when they air out their grievances, society tells them, you need to chill out. You're a man. Figure it out. You've had the power for thousands of years. You need to stop complaining because there's other marginalized groups that need more help than you, right? So your priority's at the bottom of the haystack. That's messed up.
Depression is a very important predictor of a prime age man's odds of being out of the labor force.
The big impacts are on the non-college educated groups, on their ability to enter and stay in the labor market.
Men who are not college educated leave the workforce at higher rates than men who are. At the same time, fewer younger men have been enrolling in college over the past decade.
If you look at the geography of where the most prime age men out of the labor force are in particular, they tend to be in places that have experienced manufacturing declines. They used to graduate with a high school education and have good, stable jobs. They weren't glamorous jobs. They were
Yes, the company man. Look at that. He's on the factory assembly line making your cars. Back in the day when you had strong unions and they were getting good pay, especially factoring cost of living of those days, you know, the American dream, where that little factory job right there on that assembly line could provide you with a house, a wife, two kids. She could stay at home. Your income was more than enough. That was the middle class America. That was the peak where workers had the most power. Now it's a joke. We know what corporate America is like today. They don't care about you. Turnover rate in multiple industries are absolutely insane. Any manager could tell you. People don't have any skin in the game in the corporations. You're a cog in a machine that will get rid of you whenever it's convenient for them, if it makes sense for their bottom dollar. Hell, putting in 20 years is seen as like, you're a moron today. You have to switch companies, every 2 years in order to get a decent pay raise because they won't offer you anything until you leave. There's multiple stories of people just going between like 2-3 companies. They'll go work at one, jump ship to the other one, get like a 20% pay raise, do a couple years there, go back to the other company, get another 20% pay raise, and they just go back and forth between these companies. And what is a young man to do in an environment like this? You have no motivation to do better. You have no woman. You have no family. Where's the drive? All around you, when you look, it's nothing but dead-end jobs or the gig economy where you have to do things like Uber delivery, shit like that. That's not a source of pride. That's not you crawling out of the hole. Not a career. It's just something you're doing to get by. And they get stuck in the state of getting by, and society's getting worse, getting more expensive. Dollar doesn't have the power it used to. These factory jobs, a lot of the stuff, men that used to do these jobs, man, they're gone. And who did that? Politicians. Team Red and Team Blue. They shipped your job overseas. They lined up their pocket. Remember that when you go vote. Well,
automobile factories, sometimes mines, other manufacturing jobs, but they were respected, they were stable, and they could support a family. Since then, due to technology-driven growth, a little bit due to Chinese competition, you've had a lot of manufacturing firms and the places where they were located that, you know, that were one-horse town become ghost lands, right?
Wages could also be a contributing factor. Median annual wages for men with a high school diploma have fallen from just over $57,600 in 1973 to $45,000 in 2023, adjusted for inflation. At the same time, wages for those with a bachelor's degree or more have increased by about $6,300 during the same period. This decline in earnings.
You see, look how crazy these earnings look. Whether you're college educated or not, if you're not college educated, you took a massive hit. From 1970, guys, to 2020 or 2022 is where the graph ends here. Imagine the inflation of 1970s. You only gained $7,000. But how much was a house in 1970? How much was gas? How much was groceries? How much was a plane ticket somewhere to a vacation destination in Florida? Think about the power of your dollar in 1970 versus 2022. Because this adjustment for inflation isn't the full shebang that they should be adjusting for. What was college per semester cost in 1970 versus 2022? Then you'll get an idea of just how screwed young men are.
Period. This decline in earnings led to a 44% growth in the exit rate of men without a college degree from the workforce between 1980 and 2019.
I think, honestly, status plays more of a role than wages. As I said before, you had a manufacturing job. It was respected. You were part of a community, breadwinner for your family. You had organizations like unions or rotary clubs that surrounded your job. And that's gone.
In general, men without children are also less likely to participate in the workforce compared to men with children, especially men without education or training after high school.
What we have seen is a huge rise in the proportion of prime age men who've never been married, and a very, very significant decline in the proportion who are currently married and have kids at home. And those two trends track closely with the big changes that we've seen about male attachment in the labor force. Correlation isn't always causation, but looking at that correspondence is real important, I think.
Meanwhile, 57% of the roughly 10% of men not looking for work said their physical or mental health was the main reason for not being employed, with 55% citing a disability, serious illness, and or receiving disability benefits.
The whole question about the health and the mental health of male workforce dropouts is an extremely important and, I think, concerning one.
Why don't they talk to young men? I'm seeing this old dude and some woman in the narrator in this video, but why aren't they interviewing young men? I want to hear from the young men that are going through this struggle right here, especially.
Pressing proportion of the men who are out of the workforce say they're using pain medications every day.
A 2017 research paper estimates that an increase in opioid prescription between 1999 to 2015 led to about 43% of the decline in men's labor force participation rate during that period.
So then you have to ask, what sort of pain are we talking about? Are we talking about physical pain? Are we talking about metaphysical pain? There's an enormous amount of depression, mental health challenges that men in the...
No shit. Men are disconnected from society. They're demonized by society. They can't get a date to save their lives. There's no jobs. It's extremely expensive to go on dates anyways. Women have become so far the opposite of what their grandmothers were. That makes marriage untenable, makes long-term relationships untenable. They have standards that are through the roof, demands that are not based in reality. And the men that they're looking for honestly don't even exist. They're unicorns. There are no men like that in the real world. They're vying for an amalgamation of the perfect man. He's both Superman and Clark Kent, but at the same time, an alpha simp just doesn't exist in the real world. And so men are priced out of the dating market, both economically and romantically speaking. And why would these guys have any gusto, any drive to enter the labor market? They have nothing to live for. They tell you all the time in all the videos, I feel alone. I have no friends. I work a dead-end job. I don't have any drive or motivation. You know what the biggest driver for motivation and purpose for a man was? His family, his wife and kids. They took that away from every young man because you used to be getting married in your early 20s and had a kid by 25 and you're already in your factory job and you pumped out another kid probably by 30. That's all gone. People have now become cat moms and dog moms. And on the other side of the fence, men are just living their lives in a digital world playing video games, coping with that exact thing that I'm talking about. The crippling loneliness, the anxiety, the disconnect. They're searching for it. And society is not offering a real world alternative. So men will continue to indulge in adult entertainment, video games, anime, and all that stuff, because that's the only way they can connect. Yet we're driving society further and further apart on all the main issues that we need to be solving. Please give me some men that are talking about their issues.
Grouping face. Some of this is a chicken and egg question. Did you drop out because you were feeling sad? Or are you sad because you dropped out and you're living on the couch?
Unemployment is really terrible for people's well-being. Often people adapt to all kinds of negative shocks, losing a kid, being widowed, whatever, and eventually kind of come back. But long-term unemployment is one of the worst things in terms of that. So what you have is a kind of scarring effect, and it's worse for men because their identity is much more wrapped up in their role as a worker.
Provider.
Men's declining workforce participation can potentially lead a lack.
Provider, dude. Men feel like they have nothing to provide and protect for anymore. That's causing all the anxiety and depression you're seeing in society today.
Lasting impact on the American economy.
It means lower growth of the economy, obviously. It means bigger wealth gaps within our society.
It certainly will have an impact on our productivity and probably already is.
The U.S. has been experiencing a severe shortage in labor, still missing 1.7 million Americans.
Severe shortage in labor. Is that why we have porous borders?
From the workforce compared to February 2020. The McKinsey Global Institute estimates that U.S. GDP could have been $296 to $442 billion higher in 2023 if the country had been able to fill its job vacancies. However, some experts suggest the impacts of men leaving or never entering the workforce could be more sector specific.
You need young men coming in wanting to replace those people going out. And so if men have primarily been in more manual labor, more blue skilled and skilled trades, if they're older and they're leaving into retirement and there's not as many young men coming in, both because of declining cohort sizes, but moving in a different direction type of careers, we're going to be losing that sector of productivity.
Despite a steep rise in federal funding, the infrastructure sector hasn't been able to find enough workers, with the construction workforce shortage surpassing 500,000 in 2024.
We are a little concerned about the impact that inflation is going to have and has had on the movement of infrastructure dollars into the actual productive activity. Having a shortage of men in construction is going to raise a problem.
The trend could...
Hey, but we were told women could do everything we could do and better. We were told they were strong and independent. The feminists were shouting from the rooftops that we don't need men and they can do all our jobs and then some. What's going on here, ladies? There's high paying gigs in the construction sector. Why aren't the women lining up for them? Don't want to get dirty, huh? Don't want to get full of cement dust? Don't want to wear your hard hat and vest? Unless you're the one walking the job as a supervisor, as management, huh? You know, you just show up there with your shiny truck and your boots, but not putting your ass up on the line day in and day out on the job site working, huh? That's what they want. They want to show up in that nice new work truck, bark some orders, and then drive away. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now we have a severe shortage in construction. Severe shortage probably will start soon in all the other sectors like transportation. I mean, truckers are probably going to start retiring in the next 15, 20 years. You think men want to do that job too now? Probably not. Are women going to pick up the slack now since they make up a huge portion of the labor market? Remains to be seen, boy.
Would have a dire sociopolitical impact as well.
It'll get worse in ways that we would not like. I mean, I think it would lead to more premature deaths, but it will also likely lead to radicalization and polarization because this is a frustrated left behind group with no options.
There are problems that government can address and problems that government can't address.
One of the first functions that beats out policy is, you know, economic growth. You have a strong economy, you're going to have increased wage structure, and it's going to bring people back into the market.
More than a quarter of prime-age men not looking for work cited insufficient pay as a reason preventing them from work.
Uh-huh.
And nearly half said competitive pay, salary, compensation, and or bonuses was a very important factor when considering whether to enter or return to the workforce.
For the young, better training, skills training, some form of post-high school education, encouraging that, maybe even subsidizing that. I think part of the youth mental health crisis has to do with what's next. What's AI going to do? What am I going to do? Are there any stable jobs? I can't afford college. All those questions all come together. And so models that help them kind of give them a jump start can be really effective ways of intervening. And there are actually now really promising programs in high schools, which teach kids financial literacy. They teach them about equitable entrepreneurship. They teach them about how do you foster better mental health as part of the workplace. And it seems to inspire kids to go on to college, right? Because they sort of see a pathway where they didn't see it before.
29% of men out of the labor force said that training and educational programs was another important factor in considering a return to the workforce.
Having the type of commitment from the employer to train and retain and offer upward mobility for workers, I think.
They don't want to, though. Even the fucking entry-level jobs require like 3 to 5 years experience. Bro, you're entry-level. You are the experience I'm trying to get. There's so many ghost postings on LinkedIn and all these other websites, Indeed, where they're like, oh, we have so many positions we can't fill. But people have started finding out that these positions are either already filled or there's been leaks from management, the recruiters that are saying we never intended to fill these anyway. We're just trying to make it look like we're desperately in need for workers. It's such bullshit, man. We're living in such a charade.
Very important. Trying to figure out more about career pathways in the labor market and not just the education side. So how is it that someone moves from first job, next job to best job? How do we help people understand and navigate?
Nearly a quarter of working Americans said they weren't satisfied with their growth opportunities in the workplace. Compared to other OECD countries that on average spend 0.1% of their GDP on training their workers, the U.S. spent only 0.03% of their GDP on job training in 2022.
Older age groups, it's tougher. You know, you're probably not going to get these guys to retrain, but you can get, there are a lot of programs that have largely been pioneered in the UK, much more than here, but we're starting to pick up on them, that literally just try and reboot community activities. They get these isolated people in despair out of their houses. It can make a difference.
Social programs like disability benefits spark contentious debate.
It's very controversial. People have very strong opinions about this. While we don't know why it is happening, we can be pretty clear that the social welfare programs are helping and the disability programs are helping to finance this situation in a way that was never originally intended.
Uh-huh.
A 2018 analysis by the Joint Economic Committee found that 64% of prime-age men who aren't working were receiving some sort of government assistance.
So the one benefit that they rely heavily on is disability insurance. One, because they often are unable to work if they have a physical injury or high levels of addiction or whatever. But it also provides health insurance, which is huge.
Very much against the initial intentions of the founders of the program. They've ended up with a perverse situation that too often subsidizes or even incentivizes helplessness and long-term dependence.
Mm-hmm. Get off the government tee, you bum. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, loser, with your non-existent factory job we shipped out to China where you could afford the American dream, and inflation has run away so much you can't afford to buy a house even with a decent job today. Price of gas and groceries have spiked. Everything around you is unsustainable. Debt-driven economy because we got off the gold standard in the 70s with these stupid boom and bust cycles that we have to do to maintain this charade of our debt-driven $35 trillion-plus bubble we're living in. Oh, oops, sorry. Yeah, it's just these bums, bro. These 10%ers. Men are starting to go out of the workforce. They're collecting benefits and just sitting on their ass. They don't want to get in the workforce and be productive little cucks in a cubicle while corporations shit all over them. Or in a gig economy where they have no health insurance, nothing provided, no vacation, no sick days, and your boss is looking for any reason to write you up because they're incompetent as shit too. Management doesn't want to be there. Creates a toxic work culture where the only people that are in are the ones that are basically having sex with each other, sleeping their way to the top. Such a joke. Or some DEI woke madness going on. Yeah, please, blow me. Working in America today is a fucking nightmare for a man. The corporations posting ghost jobs while claiming no one wants to work is insane. Western media clowns. Men are leaving the workforce. Interviews everybody except for said men. Young men are leaving the workforce at an alarming rate. Let's ask several completely out of touch 7-year-olds why this is happening. Great job, CNBC. Why men are leaving slavery should be the title of the video. Says this video is about young men not gainfully employed. Yet they interview women and old men. No young men were consulted here. This exemplifies the root problem. Young men and their concerns are not important whatsoever. Just don't overthink it. Want more workers? Raise pay. Want more college-educated workers? Lower the cost of college. I know, it's crazy how simple that is. The juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Says young man here, I want to work. Stop making ridiculous requirements for entry-level jobs. Start paying livable wages relative to our work area. And treat us like human beings is all we ask for. Also cover health insurance costs, dental and PTO. Since a few generations back, our parents had options. If your CEOs and stockholders can't figure it out, then have fun with your high turnover. Mm-hmm. Brad needs his 8th jet, bro. Because Tyler just bought his 10th one and he's making him look bad. So sorry, turnover it is. Let's get rid of this whole department. We're going to be losing that sector of productivity. This video is the wealthy lamenting that their workforces are no longer buying into the system that doesn't pay fair wages. Hear that, young men? Instead of being people with dreams and needs and so forth, you're a commodity. Yet again, described as a wallet to be picked or a resource to be harvested. And they wonder why people are walking away. Who wants to work 8 to 12 hours a day having to endure incompetent leadership and still come up short paying the bills? And there it is. Life went from working for a good life to working to barely survive, often needing help. Not a mystery. And this one says, why are these boomers giving their opinion on young men? You should interview the young men themselves instead. These boomers with $500,000 in retirement account with their house paid off couldn't care less about how young men are struggling. Yeah, there's a massive disconnect. 99% of the time, these channels blast men. But the moment they stop working and the economy comes to a halt, they start asking why men aren't contributing to society. Like, please stop. Yeah, basically. Hey, you've demonized them for so long, now they're checking out of the system because you told them they were evil and that women are better anyways and that they're not needed. And you instituted all these policies that basically made it impossible for the most qualified or the hardest workers to benefit from said hard work or qualifications. So men said, you know, this is too rigged for me. I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to go my own way. Wait, that's a problem now. Shocking to absolutely nobody with half a brain. But it will continue to get worse. Like I said, boys, go to where you're treated best. Go your own way, your own direction. If that means starting a business, a side hustle, overseas, whatever it is. But getting out of corporate cuckland should be your main priority. These people don't care about you. You are a commodity. You are something to be harvested. They don't care about you. Your retirement, pension, 401k, whatever, all that bullshit, it's non-existent by the time you're ready to retire. Men are smartening up to the fact, and good for them. Appreciate everybody that's been tuning in, by the way. If you've been buying shirts or private consults, it's been an honor speaking with you guys, as well as guys that are in the private community have been signing up. We got another call happening tonight and tomorrow. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. And if you haven't, check out the second channel. I post parts of those calls, see what we're doing, and join if you haven't. Welcome you aboard. Take care, everybody. See you on the next.